talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. We're talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. Boxing. Just absolutely boxing.
All right, y'all, what's going on? Welcome back to the 38th episode of Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. My name is Ant.
It's your boy P.
And we are here today to go ahead and talk a little bit about Wilder Ortiz. You know, everybody knows the outcome. You know, Wilder scored a very dramatic stoppage knockout, whatever you want to call it, over Luis Ortiz. But kind of want to just ask some questions here, man. Like, the fight, like, what does this fight really do for Wilder? Does it push him in that road to greatness now? You know, does it really solidify him as a true heavyweight? You know, so many haters, you know, they think he just fights bums. But is this that one fight that really does it for him? And does AJ, does he really want it now? But before we get into that, man, what's been going on, P?
Not too much, Ant. You know, just working, grinding, you know, as usual. You know, yeah. Keeping my head to the street, you know, keeping up boxing, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just been chilling today. Like I told you earlier, I was just watching the Creed movie. First time I seen it. You know, if you ain't seen it out there, you know, I ain't gonna break any of the story to you. But it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Like I say, technically, I felt it was a good movie. You know, I think they covered that aspect of the fighter where you're kind of watching him go to the ring and what he really deals with. You know, they really kind of put that. They put you in that spot where he's really feeling the tension and the nervousness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really covered that, because while I was watching it, you were really feeling it for him. Like him, the first time he was taking on his first top contender, you know, I will talk about this one funny scene, kind of like where he was like freaking out and stuff, you know, and he kind of wanted to take his gloves off to go do something. But it's just a funny scene. Like whenever you, once you check it out, you'll see what I mean, man.
All right, for sure. I mean, I haven't seen it, y'all. I mean, that's like the one boxing movie I haven't seen. But I'm going to go ahead and put it on the list and knock it out.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. It's definitely a good one, man. But like I told you, I still need to watch the other Rocky movies. So, yeah. But getting to this Wilder Ortiz fight, man, like we said, the night right after the fight, when I texted you, man, like the first words I can say about Wilder was like, he's a real fighter, man. Like, yeah. Not the best boxer, of course, you know, it wasn't about his, you know, technical performance, but just what he went through going to the ring and what he went through in the ring and what he's going through out of the ring. And, you know, he just continues to keep going. And that just, to me, describes a real fighter. You know, everybody wants to tear down his performance, but to me, like we were saying in our predictions, you know, in the last episode, we already said before, like, okay, Ortiz is this better boxer, but we know what Wilder he can do. We already talked about the unorthodox style he possesses, but we also said he has that will to win, and that's what's most important, right?
At the end of the day.
Yeah, because like you told me, like, you were going through so many different emotions. Like, how was that for you when you were watching it, man?
It was an emotional roller coaster, and I ain't gonna lie, it was a lot of things going on, a lot of drama. You know, it kept me on the edge of my seat and wondering what was gonna happen next, to be honest. But overall, I thought it was a great performance from both guys, and you know, definitely can't take nothing away from Ortiz. He went out on the shield. That's how you're supposed to go out. That's how a champion goes out. You know what I mean? So this was an older man when they're in there with a young lion, you know, had him in trouble, you know, definitely rocked him a few times. But just you know, Wilder proved to be too much. You know, he is a force to be reckoned with, you know. And one thing I want to say too, and is like, people you know, oh, he almost got knocked out in round seven. Round seven, okay, anybody can get hurt. The difference is knowing what to do when you get hurt. You know what I mean? He knew what to do when he got hurt. You know what I'm saying? He knew to hold on. You know what I'm saying? And that was a very smart move and a very pivotal moment in the fight because, I mean, he was almost out of there. You know what I mean? Another guy might have had him out of there. So just being smart enough to know what to do, when to do it. You know what I mean? That was another feather in his cap to me and let people see that, yeah, okay, anybody can get hurt. But, you know, like I say, it's about how you respond to getting hurt. He got hurt, whether the storm came back and knocked Ortiz out. So that's kind of what it's all about. You know what I mean? Now we know. Okay, we can't say, oh, he ain't never been, oh, he ain't never faced no adversity. Now we can say he has and overcame it. So that's another, you know, accolade in his resume, you know, as far as a champion. Another good strike, you know, as being a good champion.
Because I think a lot of people, you know, they're not looking at the big picture. They're not looking at the fact that he went in there with a better boxer. We knew he was fighting a better boxer, but it wasn't like Wilder's going to train overnight to overcome that style technically, you know? So what he did what he had to do with what he possesses, you know? He came to bring the tools that the only tools that he had to beat the better fighter, the better boxer. But he proved to be the better fighter that night. Which, you know, I know some people still are going to try to knock, but to me, I think that, like you said, whenever he was in trouble, he knew exactly what to do. Whereas whenever Ortiz tasted that power, there were times when his whole demeanor changed, you know. He went from looking confident, but when them right hands landed, it was just like he was getting rocked. He didn't really grab, he would just go down. But that's why I feel like a lot of people don't look at what Wilder accomplished in this fight. Because again, if Wilder would have just blew him out early, they would have just called him another bum. But Ortiz, he really lived up to the name, and he really lived up to, you know, being this threat to Wilder, which showed in this fight. But Wilder overcame the threat, you know?
And I mean, mind you, Ortiz was undefeated. You know, I think they say he may have been dropped one other time. I don't remember, whatever, but we never really seen this man in any type of trouble. You know, a lot of people avoided him, so he didn't really have a big resume. But I mean, he did a damn good job, man. You know, I was pulling for Wilder. I'm Team Wilder all day, but Ortiz really surprised me in there, you know, being however old he is, you know what I'm saying? We can look and see that he's kind of on the older side of things. But I mean, he performed really well. You know, like I say, I mean, he was in there with a young line. I mean, it wasn't like he was in there with a tomato can. You know, Deontay Wilder, wild punches and all, is dangerous. No question about that. He's dangerous.
All at all times, man.
You know, I mean, hats off to both those guys because they gave us a good fight that, you know, we always looking forward to seeing. So that's what's up.
I know, man, because like this heavyweight fight, like I, you know, told you earlier, you know, a few weeks ago, I felt like it was when it was re-announced, it kind of had like we were talking about different energy around it, you know, after what Ortiz did. But just seeing his performance and the heart he showed, you know, we can't forget, but you know, I had to forgive him because everybody makes mistakes, but he really came to win, man. He really came to give Wilder all he could handle. I think we saw the best Ortiz we seen that night. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point that you brought up because you know I mean, the dirty thing is just it just don't sit right with me at all. But you know, and I was really
Yeah, I'm
looking at
probably saying that because Wilder didn't knock his ass out.
I mean, probably. Yeah, I mean, but you feeling sympathy? That's why you feeling different.
Yeah,
You know?
I'm feeling
Cause
sick.
I don't feel as mad as I used to either. And I wasn't like glad he knocked that motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? I kind of was like, damn. You know, see, because he won me back over in this fight, and he won me back over. I ain't gonna lie. Lewis won me back over in this fight by performing the way he did. And like I said, I wanted Wilder to win. I'm Team Wilder. But it was that good of a fight, you know. This guy, I mean, he definitely made some fans that night, and you know what I mean, with a loss, you know. That's why I say sometimes a loss isn't always a bad thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not. Do you think that Ortiz's power, it's either Wilder just has a really good chin, or you think Ortiz's power is a little overrated?
I mean, that's like a $1 million question, that, because it's so hard to say. I mean, like I always said from day one, you know, Deontay Wilder, he got this small head. I didn't think he could withstand too many, you know, some of these guys' fists are like blocks. So I didn't think he could withstand too many shots. But that night, he definitely ate some shots from Victor Ortiz on the chin. You know what I mean? Good shots, and ate them. The one that seemed like it really rocked him, he didn't see that coming, you know what I mean? And maybe that's what, you know, really caught him, you know, really caught him off guard or whatever. But he definitely ate some shots that night. But then I go back to, you know, Victor, you know, I mean, Luis Ortiz, I mean, what was his record? And he got like 24 knockouts or something like that, 28 fights, 24 knockouts, something like that.
I think it's 24-0 with 20 knockouts.
Okay, yeah, something is four. It's a difference in four fights or whatever. So whatever it is, but yeah. So I mean, he gotta have some pop. And then you see what he did to Brian Jennings, and Jennings ain't really been the same since then to me. And you know, I mean, that uppercut he got him with, and this dude just went face down. You remember that?
Man, well, you mentioned that. I remember. Yeah, yeah, that was one of the fights you told me to go back and look at one time. Yeah,
yeah,
and
I man,
he was gone, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was 28-0 with 24 knockouts.
It was 28-24.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. That's why I say that's a hard question, that, because, you know, I mean, yeah. I would lean towards more the power is there, and he big, he 241 pounds. I mean, he big dude. You know how to punch. I would lean more to the power being there than not being there.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked that question because, you know, I know now a lot of people are going to kind of talk about Wilder's chin in this fight. You know, some people might say it's not that good, but I saw it as being good because, you know, I feel like Ortiz's power is there. And I didn't really see Wilder's legs buckle, though, which means his chin is that good. I think he was just, like he said, I think he was just sick because the punches, he just looked a little more sick and exhausted, whether, you know, his legs never really buckle like. Whenever Wilder hit him, Wilder hit Ortiz, he went on the back foot. He went like was nearly out. Whereas whenever,
if you gonna say Wilder ain't got no chin, then Ortiz don't got a chin because he got dropped and knocked out.
Exactly.
So if one of them had a chin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and even one of them had a chin.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know. That's what I'm saying. Like, people going to question his. I mean, it's like you're going to have to question Wilder's too, question Ortiz because he was the one knocked out.
He got knocked out. He got dropped and knocked out. Wilder didn't get.
Right.
You know, he got one round, really. You know, and, but we know he ate some shots. We seen, you know, Ortiz land on him several times and, he took him well. I mean, you just got to say it. You know, but, different angles, different ways you get hit. I mean, different things can happen. I know he hit, you know, Ortiz a couple times on the temple, and that right hand on the temple, whew, I can only imagine that thing, boy. You dizzy as crap.
Yeah, because you remember that one that landed right. There was a right hand that landed right in Ortiz's face, too. That was the one that kind of, like, gave him that bad reaction. You know, it was just like one that hit him right on the nose. That was the one that made me see, like, in Ortiz's eyes that he realized what he's in there with, you know. It kind of made him rethink some things. But again, I mean, I take my hat off to Wilder, Ortiz, because Ortiz stayed in there, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he was game. He didn't fold as far as, you know, trying to quit or looking for an excuse. You know, he came out every round and, you know, attempted to do his thing and did a good job.
Yeah, man. That's all I ask. Like, you know, not every fighter is going to, like, win every single round and then cap it off with a knockout. There's going to be some up and downs in there, you know. There's going to be some up and down moments in there, but it's all on you to find that way to win. It ain't going to always be pretty.
Exactly.
You can get it, man. That's how I feel.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's always going to be a guy who's a better boxer than another guy. And they act like this is the first time that that ever happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's always guys who are stylistically or just a more fundamentally solid boxer than the guy they're facing. You can say that about a lot of matches. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
But styles make fights. Styles make fights, man. That's just bottom line.
All day. And that leads me to this one fight. It's just a good example. You know, I watch another fighter named Julian Jackson. You've seen him. Well, you've seen I posted some stuff about him before. And, like, he's one of the hardest hitters in the game. And he was fighting this guy from the UK named Harold Graham. And the dude was just, you know, outboxing him just about every single round. And, you know, Julian Jackson, he just stayed on him the whole fight. He just stayed on him until, bam, you know, he just landed the one shot and knocked him out. And, you know, everybody kind of forgets all the other rounds that he was losing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't see why people can't give, you know, they don't give. They hate to give Wilder that credit that even though he was losing, he was able to still pull this win out.
Yeah.
And to me, that kind of goes to another question. Like, do you think people are ever going to respect Wilder, you know? Do you think they're ever really going to see him as that true champion if he gets past somebody like Joshua?
I mean, on paper they won't be able to deny it, but they might do him like a Floyd Mayweather. You know what I mean? Floyd Mayweather still don't get the credit or the props he deserves. So, I mean, we our people do us like that in a heartbeat. Yeah. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, I don't know, but, you know, they will do that to you.
Yeah. Because, you know, people always, they got to remember, too, they call Muhammad Ali the greatest and everybody loves him. But in the beginning, they didn't love him.
Right.
You know, white, they didn't, you know, whatever the people were, they didn't love him. You know, they didn't respect his views. They weren't, you know, whether it was outside the ring or in the ring, they didn't really respect him for the choices.
Standing up for him. Yeah, standing up.
And then even in the ring, you know, a lot of the times people would say, oh, he's dancing too much and he's doing this, he ain't doing that. But come present day, now you love him, but you forgot all these things that you were saying about him before, you know. Now you actually respect what he does, so. And another thing, too, they talk about Wilder's style. I mean, go back and look at George Foreman. He wasn't the best technically fighter. You know, he was knocking people out. But, you know, he had some wild looping shots, too. He was knocking people out the same way.
There been a million fighters. There been a million fighters in the game who had a style that wasn't.
Yeah. But you know, George is one that everybody loves now. You know, you love him. Everybody loves him now. But, you know, if you look at his style, it's no different than Wilder. It's his. So I just think that, you know, it's going to take a while for people to actually respect him and actually appreciate what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he can't let that worry him. He's still got to just push forward and accomplish his goals. You know, I mean, because that's just the world. That's just life. People are going to try to do whatever they can, but like I said, when he smoked Joshua, they can't. It's nothing they can say. Mm-hmm. I'm the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, whether you like it or not. When Mike Tyson was the do you think they wanted to accept that? No, they didn't, but they had to.
You got to.
This animal over here, this animal is the champion, but right. They had to, you know what I mean? So, I mean, Deontay Wilder is nowhere. I mean, that's the thing about it, and he's a gentleman. You know, he carry himself, you know, with some type of dignity, pride. You know what I mean? I don't understand where the hate is. You know, Ali made a stand. You know, he stood up against the white man.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing something like that, you're going to get backlash. But Wilder hasn't done anything like that. You know, I don't really get that. That's a little annoying about people. You know, why they would just hate on a person for no reason. I mean, or don't want to see good for a person for no reason. I mean, he dedicating his life to the sport right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, dedicate your life and you put the work in. Why can't you reap the benefits, Ant? And that's all he trying to do. And you know, Ant, too, you know, America, or particular people don't like a confident brother. And that's just something they got to deal with, man. He's a confident brother, and they got a problem with that. He's not out here doing nothing illegal, robbing or stealing, killing or raping nobody. He's a professional athlete, and he's a confident brother. And that's what people have a problem with, confident brothers. Floyd Mayweather is a confident brother. They hate him for being confident. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? And that's just something that people had to accept, because I'm going to be a confident brother, and I hope you're going to be a confident brother. I don't want to see no brothers holding their heads down and bowing down. You know, but no, regardless of how much money you got, you still a man. Still supposed to hold yourself to a standard and, you know, hold your head high. You know, so, I mean, those things are just virtue to me, Ant. That don't matter about money or anything. That's just every day. I'm doing that every day, working at, you know, we do that every day. Demand respect because we give it.
All right.
You know, that's just that. You know, but while the, like you say, man, people won't fully appreciate him probably till he gone at, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's just part of the game sometimes, unfortunately, for particular fighters. You know, AJ is a star. He'll never be forgotten ever now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he don't got the resume to really back that up. It's just the stars lined up for him, man, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he don't deserve. I'm not deserve, but he hasn't really accomplished anything to get the accolades that he's getting. No. I mean, like I say, I mean, you got the Klitschko win, but like I say, that was an older man who had you on Queer Street. You know what I'm saying? Something bad. Was that round 7-2? What round was that?
What, whenever
Klitschko laid
Yeah, it was like round 7. Yeah, when he laid Joshua down, yeah, it was like round in the mid rounds. It was like round 7. Yeah. Well,
so you know, I mean, like I say, I'm not bashing him. He seems like a really cool dude or whatever, but I'm just saying, you know, you got one man over here fighting anything and everything and fighting for the respect and not getting it. And you got one man, you just throwing it to him. You know what I'm saying? He don't got to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
kind of, you know, that was my question again, too. Like, a lot of people, when they see the Klitschko fight versus Joshua, they ask, you know, if that fight was more meaningful than Wilder versus Ortiz. Or to me, I feel like the Wilder Ortiz was more of a cap. You know, I feel like that was more of a defining fight for an undefeated prime heavyweight.
Right.
Because you're taking on the guy of now. The guy hadn't been knocked out. The guy hadn't been hurt. He's the guy that's considered dangerous. Just as dangerous as Joshua, just as dangerous as Wilder, you know? So you're taking him on now, which, well, let's compare, say, like, if Keith Thurman, he was fighting Manny Pacquiao, and Terrence Crawford was fighting Errol Spence. Keith Thurman, he knocks out Pacquiao, then Terrence Crawford, he knocks out Errol Spence. Which would be more defining to you? Errol Spence win, right?
Of course.
Because he's fighting the guy of now that was the more dangerous fighter.
Exactly. So
to me, like, just fighting somebody that everybody already kind of knows, and he's older, already been knocked out, and he gave you trouble because he did knock you down. To me, it's impressive. It's impressive because, yeah, it was a passing. I can't really say it was a passing to the champions because Tyson Fury already beat him, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Klitschko was still looked at as a man on a downslide, and not the downside, the downslide. He was going down. You know, Ortiz, like I said, Ortiz wasn't going down. He was holding steady. He was holding steady, but he was undefeated. You know, like you said, you know, had never really been beat up in the ring. So to me, it's just, yeah, it's definitely a more prominent win. You know, Klitschko got the name, but it's, we talking about the fight, you know, the caliber of the fight. You know what I'm saying? That. Not just the name, you know. So,
if Joshua is able to beat Joseph Parker, he was talking about, I think they were trying to give him another mandatory man, but will you accept that, man? Are you going to accept that if he has to fight Gerald Miller next? Should the people accept that or no? so just all roads lead to Wilder, right?
I mean, if you want to do the right thing, you need to fight Wilder next. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but that's if he want to do the right thing. You know what I mean? Like I say, Joshua's, he's dealing with a different set of circumstances. He got options on the table. He's already a huge millionaire already, you know, in the game. So he ain't hurting for money. You know, I mean, he a champion. He got the belt already. You know, it's a few things that he good on already, and that really makes me think, you know, question his hunger for this. Hunger for this. You know, that's the difference. You know, Deontay Wilder wants to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Is that something that Anthony Joshua really wants? Man, I got millions. I'm famous. I got options, movie deals. Man, fuck this. Why do I want to get hit in the face?
Right.
I mean,
and like you said, that's no knock on him, right? If you got the opportunities, you
That's a beautiful thing. This man is in a beautiful situation by all means. You know, shit. You put that on anybody's table and they say, damn, do I want to go taste this right hand from Deontay Wilder, or do I want to go take off my shirt and take a couple pictures and make let me weigh this. I mean, come on.
Right.
Come on, that's a no-brainer. Yeah. That's a no-brainer. It's just, you know, and then, you know, he got the title in 10 years, and that's like very impressive. So how much do that really mean when it came that
soon?
I'm gonna say easy, you know what I mean? But it was definitely easier than other people than it was for other people to attain that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, because for him, that's just like... he blazed through. It's like, I'm not going to say he don't have that killer instinct and nothing, the fighter mentality, because I don't know him. But me personally, just thinking about it, once I'm able to get something easy, it won't really put me in that determined mind frame. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Life is
drive because I'm always getting it, you know? I'm going to always be getting it where, you know, you look at Wilder, he's like, this is the only road I know. So I'm going to walk through fire to get this. You know, I'm going to have to, I know that's all I see. I got to go. You know, that's all I can do. I can't look back. Whereas Joshua, he ain't got to just look for it. He can look to the side. He can look left, right, up, down, you know.
Everywhere. Like I said, Joshua, he got everything. Deontay Wilder got some money. I'm sure he a millionaire, but he fighting for respect, eh? You know, when he sit back and turn on the TV and Joshua and all these ads and doing all this, I mean, that gotta bother him.
Right? You know what I mean? It's like Joshua already, he solidified as some type of UK figure where Wilder...
He solidified already, dude. Yeah. Yes. You know what I mean?
Whereas, like we were saying, Wilder, he's just he's a heavyweight champion, but he's still not recognized. So to really be recognized, which is what he wants, he has to fight Joshua. Whereas Joshua feels he don't have to fight Wilder, which is going to make
for a lot of reasons. Yeah. You know, for a lot of different reasons. So we're just like, I mean, like I say, and if he hung the belt up the day tomorrow, all right, yeah, man, you know, I was a heavyweight champion at 26. You know, he already didn't raise the bar real high. You know what I'm saying?
We wouldn't be mad at him, but at the same time, we would know where to rate him as a heavyweight, you know, we would know where to rate him as a fighter.
Right.
Right. I know where to rate him as a businessman. I say, oh, you did right as a businessman, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean. So,
trick question, which I posted on Instagram. Which fight do you think happens first, Thurman Spence or AJ Wilder? Just about what we were talking about.
I mean, I would say keep Thurman and Errol Spence because they really, after a while, they're not gonna have a choice. Like I say, Anthony Joshua always got a backdoor exit. He always got to X out the game if he wants it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
These two guys don't. You know, they're probably not millionaires yet, or not, you know, high millionaires. So they fighting for the money, the respect. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot there for them. Whereas, you know, AJ, I don't know if the world can put enough pressure on him to make him feel like I gotta go in there and do that. I don't know if they can do that, eh? You know, this man, his mother's taken care of, he taken care of, he good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, force me to go in there and risk my life against this right hand, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got that type of dog in him. I haven't seen it. But we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah, because like with him, only AJ knows what's in his own mind, and the only other person maybe closest to it might be Eddie Hearn, because Eddie Hearn's the one that's kind of being his guiding hand. And you never know, Eddie Hearn could be telling him, "Hey, man, you might not want to take this fight because we're thinking money first, and then money and safety first. You know, we're not thinking a big challenge yet. You know what I mean? Or we're just in this to make money."
Of course, Eddie Hearn is a businessman.
Yeah.
He don't want you to lose because then his payday go down. Yours
Yeah.
go down, but his go down too. So Eddie Hearn is a businessman. Of course, he navigating towards this, but this is about the fans. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? I mean,
Because like I
it's
said once before, like maybe 10.
when you got the belt on, it's no questions. Take off the belt and be a contender or fighter, fine. But once you
Right.
got the belt, it's no discussion, dude. It's not up for debate. You got a belt. You have to fight. It's
You have to
no
fight.
me. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? To me.
Well, that's kind of like puts things into question, you know, perspective, because like I said before, I might have mentioned this before, maybe like 10 years ago, Rock Newman, Riddick Bowe's manager, when he was on ESPN, and you know, this was well after Riddick Bowe retired, he kind of said, like, my job was to make sure my fighter was taken care of, you know, make as much money as he can, but make sure he didn't get hurt. Those are
Right.
kind of like his words. So there were, I guess there are some certain extents when your manager might say you might not want to take this fight.
Now, I it's it, it will be it's Eddie Hearn, who comes from a lineage. His dad was in the game, you know, probably his grandfather, but he comes from the game. He's not a new promoter in the game by no means. He has to know the importance of this fight and has to put, you know, money aside. This is about more than money right here. But, you know, you can't say that they wouldn't, you know, say that. I mean, I was thinking more of a caring way, and like, look, dude, I love you. I don't think this is a good thing. You know, I could see a dude maybe saying that, but I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, it's hard to say when you ain't fighting that. They ain't fighting, man. You know, I mean, because if I'm fighting, I feel like I'm doing what the hell I want to do. You ain't going in there fighting. You can whisper in my ear and all this stuff, but I feel like if I'm fighting, I'm doing what I want to do. Whether I want to take a dangerous fight or I want to take a tomato can, that's going to be, you know, my decision. But I mean, like I say, when you wearing the belt, and all them entities need to be null and void because this is
All those
about,
voices, yeah, all those voices
you
got
know
to
what
be out.
I'm saying, man? It's just not right. I mean, because somebody could do that and talk a person out of a fight, and that's just some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Because I'm sure there's plenty of times in history where some of the oldest fighters that we've seen, you know, there's been little whispers in their ear telling them not to take such and such, but some of them have done it, and the
Yeah,
ones
that's what
we
I'm
know have
saying.
done it,
Yeah.
we've seen their resumes, you know.
Exactly. Some of them have done it and won the fight.
And won the fight.
Like I told y'all don't believe in me, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's another thing too, Ant. You know, a lot of these fighters are just looked at as a meal ticket, a dollar sign. You know what I mean? They don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they got to know that too. They got to say, look, everything is good. I'm winning right now. But what happens when something happens? You know what I mean? Are these same people, is Eddie Hearn gonna be whispering in my ear then? Hey man, I need those keys back from that Bentley I
Yeah,
gave you
it
last
wasn't
month.
me.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
That's a
know?
that's you know, it's a scary, sad thing though. You know, that's why
Is.
whenever a fighter like AJ has those other opportunities, if he can get what he wants out of the game, then yeah, just give up the belts and give, give up that championship and go live, you know. Don't if you feel like there's some type of risk factor where you don't want to take that punch no more, and you got all of these other opportunities now, you got to let somebody else have it, you know? You gotta let
Yeah.
somebody else, because like you said, like there could be a point whenever you do lose and your promoter or your manager might say, you know, let me get that back now. I need all that back, you know, and they're never gonna answer that call no more.
Hey, Ant, come on, dude. You know, Don King, at the end of the fight, he would go over there to the dude who just beat you. He will be promoting you at the end of the fight. If you lost, he will walk in the ring and walk over to
the other fighter and hold his hand up, and you're a promoter. So,
dude,
where you think he learned the business from, the game from?
Look, here's an example. I was watching this documentary on Larry Holmes one time, and Larry Holmes was like, man, he was like, the day you one day you might be making $1 million, next minute you might be making 200,000, then you making 5,000. And once you're dealing with him, if you lose, man, he was there was a time when he didn't even have enough for a bus ticket home, man. Yeah. Like by the time he paid all of them off and like his promoter left him, he was just like, man, I didn't have enough for a bus ticket home.
Is that the documentary when he said after the Mike Tyson fight he went home and got drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a good one. Yeah, they used to do, you know, that was another side. They used to do some good ones. It was like Fox Sports, I think, because they did one. Him, Roy, Bernard. They did some good ones, man.
Yeah, like that old stuff. Or what was it? King of the Ring.
King of the Ring and Beyond the Glory.
Yeah. What was it at? Beyond the Glory. Yeah, all that good stuff.
Behind the Glory or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Glory. So yeah, missed those shows, but.
But all right, y'all, like I always say, make sure y'all subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Follow us on the Fit, F-I-T, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, just look up hashtag Jab Podcast. That's the only thing that come up because we the only ones in this lane. But, yeah, man, like I always say, my name is Ant.
Boy P.
We about to sign off, y'all. Peace.
Peace.